The news agency Bloomberg has given the Czech Republic the inglorious distinction of first place on its Global Vice Index, a combined list of alcohol, drug, cigarette, and gambling prevalence in 57 countries. While Czech primacy in beer consumption may be incontestable, the index also cited the country as 12th in the world in gambling, 5th in cigarette smoking, and 2nd on the planet in drug use. What's more, the amalgamated information from the World Health Organization, the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, and others gave the Czech Republic a damning 6-point lead on the second most depraved country, Slovenia. Humbug, says public health workers, among them Dr. Tomáš Zábranský from the Center of Addictology.
So the question was if I think it's correct. And my answer is I don't. I mean, this is an index of indices, and it's very artificial and very internally inconsistent. So, no, I think it's making a good headlines for Bloomberg, but it tells you basically nothing.
Where would you rank the Czech Republic if you were to rank these four items together?
I probably wouldn't rank it because I think, A, it really makes no sense to do it. I mean, it really should go substance by substance or the groups of substance by the groups of substance and to look into the harms it really inflicts. And not to mix together a volume of alcohol, which is not actually including the moonshine and smoked cigarettes, which are reported, and not to take into account the unreported. And then suddenly, instead of volume of drugs, to count on annual prevalence of different categories of drugs and to say actually they are the same because they are not. And then to add gambling because of I don't know what reason, and then not to add the abuse of pharmaceutical drugs. So once again, I don't play these games.
Would you say that the problem with drug use in the Czech Republic is indeed very high? I believe they took their information from the World Health Organization and other sources, which put the Czech Republic at second place. So would you say that the problem is worse here than in other countries?
No, I wouldn't, because again, if you look carefully into the methodology, how this was created, then actually not World Health Organization statistics are used, but these estimates of United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime, which is not actually estimating the volume of drugs used, but it's estimating the last year prevalence of use of any type of drugs. And then the United Nations do estimate each type of drugs. The Bloomberg said actually all the illegal drugs are the same, which I certainly don't agree, because if you think about it in terms of your own kids, you probably make a difference if your kid is using heroin or marijuana. And then they said so now we don't count the volume, we count the lifetime prevalence, we put together the statistics of different quality from 57 countries, so we believe that the statistics from Zambia are of the same quality as from the United States and from the Czech Republic and, I don't know, UK, and then we create this very artificial, ladder. And again, the biggest mistake is not to take into account the abuse of pharmaceutical psychotropic drugs, which right now is the biggest problem globally in the developed world.
Well, thank you for that reassuring information. And in your own work, do you feel like the volume of people with addictions is rising or falling? Do you get a sense of that in your practice?
No, I mean, if you compare the comparables, so in terms of the European Union, for example, the Czech Republic has indeed the highest percentage of people who ever in their lifetime tried marijuana. But then if you look into the addictions, into the problem drug use, into the, let's call it, drug use which is causing harms to health, public order and economy, then we are somewhere in the lowest third of the ladder, let's call it like this.
So on par, would you say that we're an absolutely average European country?
Well, below the average, actually. I mean, if you look at it as a public health worker, and that's my job, then we are below the average.
That was Dr. Tomáš Zábranský of the Center of Addictology. If you're just tuning in, then thank you for joining us. You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio.